Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A Pella native just spent his first holiday season overseas in the home country of the ancestors of many who live in the Tulip City today. Steve Neutron and his wife Chelsea join us on today's program to talk about Christmas in the Netherlands. And we're here to talk to you today because we just finished celebrating Christmas here in Pella. And in the Netherlands, it's a very long holiday season as well. Why don't you describe to our listeners a little bit about what you are able to experience as a part of the Christmas celebration, which is native to many of the heritage that folks have here in Pella.
Yeah, so we've been shocked that Sinterklaas is actually a way bigger deal here than Christmas. And so Sinterklaas festivities begin already in September. The special Sinterklaas cookies are in the stores and you can buy chocolate letters, and the buzz among the school children starts very soon. And so we like dove right into all the Sinterklaas fun this year, as we have our four-year-old is in primary school here. And so Christmas is kind of overshadowed by Sinterklaas.
Yeah, certainly. So Sinterklaas comes on a ship or a train sometimes from the country of Spain, actually. And yeah, so it comes like 3 weeks before December 5th, so mid-November. And then we would kind of compare it to what Christmas is in the United States. Like after Thanksgiving, you know, the big thing is Christmas and preparing for Christmas. But yeah, that's definitely all focused on Sinterklaas. And then, yeah, Christmas is still celebrated, but not near as much.
So as soon as Sinterklaas is over, then yeah, you could go buy a Christmas tree, and they started quickly switching out Christmas ornaments and things in the stores. But it definitely isn't as big of a deal as Sinterklaas was. People don't do gifts at Christmas. They do gifts at Sinterklaas. And so Christmas is more for people who are Christians or Catholics. They'll go to church on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, and then they'll get together with their family for a meal. And that's it. And then also another interesting thing we've observed or have learned is that they have first Christmas Day and second Christmas Day. And so the 25th and the 26th are both holidays. And second Christmas Day is celebrated exactly the same. The shops are closed, and that's another time just to eat with your family.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the adjustment been like this year for your family, especially having young kids who maybe are used to this Christmas atmosphere continuing until the end of the month, where instead you celebrate with Sinterklaas on that, usually, what is it, December 6th or 7th?
Yeah, the night of the 5th, and then also on the 6th. Yeah, I think the adjustment has gone well, given that our kids are becoming assimilated somewhat to the culture, so that, yeah, like our four-year-old, like Chelsea mentioned, is already in school, and also our 2.5-year-old goes to a kind of, it's like a Dutch daycare, a couple mornings
preschool.
A week, or yeah, it's kind of a preschool, 2 mornings a week. So she's also getting, learning about Sinterklaas and some cultural things as well. So I think the kids adjusted very well to it, and they all got, yeah, super excited about Sinterklaas. And also there's a little candy called Paper Noten. And
we've been eating them for months.
Yeah,
kind of glad it's
delicious, certainly.
So for the both of you, obviously for the two of you coming from natively, I guess, Dutch heritage communities, how did that experience prepare you for what you've actually seen in the Netherlands, whether it's through your work in nonprofit work or through your career, or really just through day-to-day life of living in Holland?
There isn't a ton. I think sometimes there's words that I grew up hearing that I recognize, like, oh, I thought that was just a weird word my family used, but actually it comes from a Dutch word. So that's been kind of funny to see things over time. But culturally, it's so different from, you know, the places that we grew up in. It's generations back of people who came from the Netherlands. And so there's not a lot of like real
influences from modern day.
Yeah. Current Dutch culture.
Because yeah, we live in a very, Chelsea and I both come from very conservative, typically Christian communities, where the Netherlands, it's like 2 or 3% of the country are actually born again Christians. So the state of, spiritual affairs is very, very different. Mm-hmm. And so that also, of course, impacts the culture that we live in as well.
And just like leadership styles, both the organizations that we work in function a lot differently than American organizations. It's a very flat leadership style. So everything is decided on consensus. There's rarely a clear leader who can take charge and run a meeting. It's just everything is structured much more communally and different, mm-hmm. which is taking some adjusting.
Yeah. And on a different note too, something that I think growing up in a Dutch community, there was always a joke that said, you know, oh, Dutch people are really tight with their money and really, you know, holding it close to themselves. And I think that's actually pretty true to current Dutch culture as well. People are quite tight, and they don't always like to spend too much money, except unless it's for a holiday, for like a vacation, then they're willing to
they love their holidays.
Yeah, spend some money. But that's also something I've observed.
What's that future look for like for you then? Obviously, being Native Americans, being those who are from the Midwest and living in the Netherlands, is that kind of the future you envision to continue working there and growing your family there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first of all, I should say I always thought I was going to be a park ranger for the rest of my life. I was park ranger for about 7 years, and I thought I'd do that for the rest of my life. And then we really felt God's call in our life to completely switch careers and move overseas. So this is not what I expected at all. but it's good. And I'm really confident of what we're doing here and why we're here. So yeah, our visa is for 3 years, but that can be extended. So I think it may be, you know, longer than that. But we're really just open to whatever God has for us, whether that's staying here for a long time or whether that's staying here just for a few years.
Our kids are picking up Dutch. They're both, or the two older girls are in like the Dutch school system. And so they already speak more Dutch than we do. So starting in February, we're going to take some more intensive Dutch courses, but that's something that we really want to do to help assimilate culture. Mm-hmm. And most people here, especially in Wageningen, since it's a university city, there's a lot of international people. And so it's really easy to get by without speaking Dutch, but because we want to connect with our neighbors better and just like in different community circles, we mm-hmm. want to be able to speak Dutch. And so that's something that we're doing because we want to be here and want to be present to our community. And that's something we're doing to like buy in is learn the language.
Yeah,
and so our kids don't have a secret language from us.
True.
So how long have you been there now, just for clarification?
Yeah, we moved here in early August, so coming up on 5 months.
Is there anything else about kind of the transition you'd like to share today for our listeners, especially to our Pella audience, which obviously some may know who you are and obviously know who your mom is?
Yeah. The idea that I had of the Netherlands when I lived in Pella was just, I guess I didn't really know, because I thought, well, this is, you know, Pella is, it's what I know to be Dutch. But then when I actually come here and living in the Netherlands, there's a few things that carry over of, you know, maybe some personality things of Dutch people. But yeah, really in general, it's just a very different culture. Really opposite end of the spectrum, honestly, kind of like what I was talking about earlier when it's comparing conservative communities to a liberal community. And just the progression the society has made in the last 50 years, especially, is mm-hmm. is very, very different than the Midwest. So that's kind of been what I've been expecting, but also you don't really understand it fully until you live in it and experience it.
So come check it out. I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, certainly.
I think it's been really eye-opening for people that, we did a lot of support raising to get to this point. And so sharing our story and communicating with people of why we're here and why we were going was really eye-opening for a lot of people from the communities that we're from, expecting that the Netherlands probably looks like Pella or looks like New Holland as far as what people believe and how they live. And so, I would say check it out, come see. There's a lot of big differences and a lot of opportunity here also.
Once again, that was Steve and Chelsea Neutron discussing their holiday season experience in the land of the Dutch. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniacablesS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.